Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chad Kimsey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chad Kimsey. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgero. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball towards right. Badgero catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schulte moves to second. two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Kimsey moves to second. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dick Kaufman now pitching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Hyne Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field. Funk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Funk. Manish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Manish scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgero hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Schult is chasing the ball. Rice rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Uhel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 9-3, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mainisch scores. It's 9-5, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Kress is safe. Kress moves to third. Schult moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Badgerow for the out. Kress scores. Schult moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-6, Tigers. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus is hit by the pitch. Funk moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Holzhauser covering. Safe. Funk moves to third. McManus moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Funk scores. McManus moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-6, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Holzhauser takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Holzhauser moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holzhauser scores. Blue moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 10-7, Tigers. Oney Carroll now pitching. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. O'Rourke scores. It's 10-9, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress strikes out. 1 out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Maynish moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll can't make a play. That's a base hit. Maynish scores. It's Tigers, 10, Browns, 10. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Schult steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll can't make a play. That's a base hit. Schult scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 11-10, Browns. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Herm Holzhauser. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Badgerow. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Badgerow steals second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Hargrave moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Rogel scores. Hargrave moves to third. Sorrell moves to second. It's Tigers, 11, Browns, 11. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hargrave scores. Sorrell moves to third. Funk moves to second. It's 12-11, Tigers. General Crowder now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Sorrell scores. Funk scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 15-11, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Blue moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to third. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Schult is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 11. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rice strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Badgero hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 11. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to second. It's 16-11, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale pinch hits for General Crowder. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Maynish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and St. Louis Browns, 11. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.